the next congresswoman from the 5th Congressional District of Washington, Lisa Brown.
When it was announced that Lisa Brown was leading in Spokane County by almost 8 percentage points, the crowd erupted. Brown said that these results signify that voters are ready for a change.
I'll tell you what the vote tonight means to me. It means that the incumbent has had her time, but after 14 years, that time is up.
Brown sits at 51.4% in the county, ahead of Kathy McMorris Rogers, who has 43.9% of the vote. District-wide, however, McMorris Rogers leads 47.5 to 47.1. Brown attacked McMorris Rogers for not standing up for workers or for women.
She is good, and I'm sure sincere, when she talks about being a working mom. But she has not been good for working people or for moms.
Brown cited McMorris Rogers opposing increases to the minimum wage as an example of her being wrong for workers, and her supporting reversing Roe v. Wade as an example of her being wrong for women. Later, Brown told reporters that she knew the battle was far from over.
Well, you never take anything for granted. An election in August is not the same thing as an election in November.
Reporting from the Spokane Democrats Results Party, I'm Jeremy Burnham.
I'm Doug Nadvornik at Spokane County Republican headquarters, where the results were mixed when the first election returns were reported. They showed Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers with a very slim lead over Democrat Lisa Brown. Republican incumbents were doing well, but it was a mixed bag for open seats. Spokane County Commissioner Josh Kearns, who is not up for re-election this year, was rallying party members.
Who here in this room is going to join us to get out there and improve our ground game, to get out there and knock on doors, to touch base with those voters? Because that is what is going to turn every election that doesn't quite look like where it should be yet tonight.
Your Congresswoman, Kathy McMorris Rogers.
McMorris Rogers was surrounded by her husband Brian, her son Cole, her parents, and others as she thanked her campaign volunteers and touted some of the accomplishments of her 14 years in Congress.
And I am proud tonight to stand before you with a record of results, someone who has deep roots in Eastern Washington. I'm proud to be fifth generation in the Pacific Northwest. I'm so grateful for the opportunities that I've been given, and my whole focus has always been to ensure that people, everyone in this area, in Eastern Washington, has the opportunity for a better life.
Talking with reporters a few minutes later, McMorris Rogers defended her tough television ads that brand Lisa Brown as dangerously liberal.
Campaigns are always about records, and I'm putting my record on the line, and it's important for people to understand the choice that is also before the voters of Eastern Washington. And it's important that they know what each candidate stands for.
McMorris Rogers leads in 8 of the district's 10 counties. Brown is winning in Spokane and Whitman counties. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.